call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everybody this morning, and please ask that you stand and join us with a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe, you want to get yours taken care of, please?
I've got two replats today. The first replat is Westchester Township. It's Westchester Reserve. What they are looking to do, the applicant is looking to do, is combine three lots into two lots. The Planning Commission did recommend approval for this.
Westchester Reserve, is that this one?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yep.
Mr. Dixon? Furman?
Yes.
The second replat I have today is Green Lawn Subdivision, which is in Fairfield Township. The applicants are looking to change the location of some of the lot lines there, and the Planning Commission did also recommend approval for this.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Charlotte Way, are you here? I have a certificate of appreciation I'd like to read, if I may, and present that to you. Your generous donation of an easement assisting the county in the construction of the Butler County 800 megahertz public safety radio communication system. On behalf of all the dedicated public safety officers now and in the future, as well as on behalf of all the citizens of Butler County and areas beyond whose life, health, personal safety, or property will one day owe a debt of gratitude to the operation of the Butler County 800 megahertz public safety radio communication system, the Board of Butler County Commissioners would like to publicly thank Kohl's Department Store for its generous and public-spirited donation to Butler County of both the access easement and utility easement through the store's property located at 6825 Roosevelt Parkway, in order to enable the county to locate a public communication tower on an out-of-the-way portion of the Middletown Water Distribution property. Kohl's Department Store, publicly spirited donation without seeking anything in return, just to help others as an example from which we all can and should learn. Very truly yours, signed by the commissioners. And we certainly do appreciate it, and thank you for your time to come and present this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's good. Thank you anyway.
Appreciate it.
Please convey it back to him.
Let's go to communications, please.
The first would be to approve minutes of the March 13th meeting, approve travel and training. Under finance, approve transfers and appropriations. Under personnel, hire development marketing specialist part-time for a certified development company, amend resolution, approve pay adjustments for CSDA, and then it's listed as approve request for early retirement incentive program for Butler County Auditor's Office. Under development, approve rural enterprise zone agreement modification. Under job and family services, accept and place on file payroll for March 1st. Suspend employee, approve six child daycare contracts. Approve contract with Kaizen for consulting services. Approve contract with Lifespan for take care program services. Approve contract with Lee Douglas Sanders for consulting services. Approve contract with Sherry Knapp PhD for consulting services, approve contract with BT Graphics, and approve request for early retirement incentive program for Butler County Job and Family Services. Under Children's Services, accept and place on file their payroll. Under Environmental Services, approve adjustment of the summer sewer procedure, remove wastewater overcharge to correct accounts at the Lebanon Correctional Institute, authorize sale of used laboratory equipment to Cardinal Laboratories, receive and refer bids for 747 Cal Station Road water main replacement, grant special hauling permits, approve state cooperative purchasing program vehicle purchase, approve agreement with Capital Line Builders, exchange of bonds for Ross Estate Section 1. Under miscellaneous, approve annexation of 40.133 acres in Oxford Township to City of Oxford, appoint outside legal counsel for workers' compensation claim, approve animal claim of $30, approve reimbursement to All Things Catered, and approve a 2000 grant to Hope Project.
Mr. President, I'd like that we remove or take down the request for early retirement incentive program for Butler County Auditor's Office. And the reason why I make this request is that State Representative Corky Combs has made a request for me that I respect, and who is a candidate for the auditor's office, permanent auditor, which is going to be decided next month, that we wait until whoever is chosen by the party to take a look at the retirement program and have them give their recommendations to us as to whether that should go forward. I know that in the paper, and our acting temporary auditor, Mike Tilton, has said in the paper that both Corky and Roger Reynolds had approved, but I still think that with Corky's request that it makes sense and to respect that request, and that's why I'd like to have this removed from our consideration today.
Chairman,
I think we need, I'd like to see the other early incentive program removed from Jobs and Family Service for further consideration as well. I think it falls in the same line. Just a few hours ago, we were reading a paper and we were all told we were ready to go vote on this. And Greg, you said you had all the information you needed. So if we're going to not do, I suggest we just debate them both this morning, pull them both out of this resolution and talk about them separately.
Well, I would agree that one needs to be considered separately, and I will support that. But my request and motion is just to right now is to have to remove the auditor's office from our agenda to be considered at a later date. And I'd be more than happy to continue the debate and have a vote separately for the early retirement for Jobs and Family Services. Have that considered separately. Yes. I make that as a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
No.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a question for the auditor. Mr. Tilton?
Yes, sir.
We appointed you auditor just 14 days ago, I think, and if my memory recalls properly, the articles in the paper said that you were just going to write checks and maintain the office until the auditor got there.
That's correct.
My question is, what day did you wake up and decide that you were going to propose this buyout in this letter that I got from you yesterday of reorganizing the complete staff of the auditor's office, buyouts and all, and supporting it? Was that your idea?
No, it's not.
Who asked you to do that?
Derek Conklin asked me, or told me that the commission, the three of you were interested in revisiting this proposal, which was submitted last year. At that point in time, I did call Courtney and Roger to see if they were okay with that proposal, to make sure I wasn't proposing anything that the new potential new auditor would be interested in.
Let me set the record straight. This commissioner didn't ask to be revisited. I think Mr. Conklin did. I don't know about the other two. Greg, did you ask him to revisit that?
Well, I think that it makes sense if we're doing early retirement that at that time, then I thought that this has been in the works for over a year, I think. So I didn't have any problem with looking at it, since, you know, Mike had said that both candidates for the office had approved to go forward with it. But since now that, you know, one of the candidates have said that, you know, I'd rather have a wait and see until whoever is chosen by the party, then it makes sense to do that.
Well, it's kind of funny that this just changed all of a sudden in the last few hours, when I think something as clear and simple and as elementary as you need an auditor to look at what kind of office they're going to run to determine their personnel, rather than having our administrator call up and tell the person who's just been appointed for a few days, write this letter, say you're in favor of these buyouts, and show up and tell us what you want to do. My opinion, that was cover. That was a red herring. That was cover for the one that we're getting ready to discuss in Jobs and Family Services. My opinion, and I was amazed when I read in the paper that Corky Combs supported this buyout, because I don't think he's ever supported a buyout when he was county commissioner. And well, I think he's here today to set the record straight. But for the record, it wasn't your idea.
No, I thought the retirement plan was off the considered. I would like to say I've known Courtney for a long time, and I respect his interests, and if he'd like to review the plan, I'm all for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, there is confusion here, and I personally want to request that whoever is the county auditor appointment by the Central Committee of the Republican Party, that they be part of this input. I received this information just a couple minutes ago from Mike. I called Mike this morning, told him that I would be coming up here. Mike and I had a conversation about a week ago. He asked me if I had talked to Derek. I told him yes, I had talked to Derek. I did not have any particulars. I didn't get any information about what it was about. And I was honestly surprised, because Derek and I didn't discuss when this was going to come up. I was totally confused about the issue as far as the timing, and didn't realize that this was going to come this week. So if I can clear that up, I want to do that. And I'm here this morning to say that it's my opinion that we need more time to look at this. One of the things that I didn't know was in the buyout provision was the funding. I know that we're looking at some social services. I had no idea about that the cuts were coming out of social services. I think it would be prudent for this commission to consider that and look at that. Just as a suggestion, you may look at your reserves. This county is very, very strong, and thankfully to the three of you and a little bit from past commissioners, that the finances of this county have been very, very well done, and it continues to be that way. Our bond rating is as tall as we can get it. We need to keep working on that, but I would make that suggestion also. But I'm willing to answer any questions you may have about that. I have every respect for Mr. Tilton that I can have. We've known each other a long, long time. We've worked together in the past. And may or may not work together in the future. But I want to make sure that all of you know, I had not seen, and Mr. Conklin discussed it with me. We talked about it shortly, very, very shortly, because I was getting information about the bond rating of this county, and ran into Derek in his office, and he said this was coming, but we never talked timeline, and I never saw one number of who it was and what the numbers are. So I think it's very prudent, and Mr. Dixon, I agree with you. We need to take a little more time to look at this.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey. Well, I think that bodes well for the voters out there to see that you've taken a position as such. so everybody knows where you stand in this upcoming election.
Thank you, Doc.
Should we, do we vote on this?
Which one?
We had the second on, we did that.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we vote on the remaining?
All that's remaining is the Job and Family Service.
Well, we haven't voted, I don't think, on all the communications.
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The rest of the communications?
I move to approve.
Okay.
With the exceptions.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
I move to approve the early retirement for incentive program for the Butler County Jobs and Family Services.
Second.
Is this where we go for the discussion?
Yes.
Before we get into the discussion, I'd like to have Jerome Kearns give us an update on...
Give us your best shot.
Good morning. I just want to outline some things about the recommendation in front of you for an early retirement incentive program for Butler County Job and Family Services. And I'd like to clarify one comment that Representative Combs made. The reference to cuts in social services is unrelated to the Butler County Auditor's early retirement program, and I guess I have the opportunity to have a more of a narrow focus. I focus in on Job and Family Services and don't look at this as an entire county. But I am here today to tell you that information that has been communicated over the last week or so regarding our buyout proposal had some discussions about non-renewal of social service contracts. Earlier this week, we became aware of a specific allocation that will be coming from the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. In our original calculations, we had allocated $822,000 for a particular contract, all of which was going to come from our regular state allocation. And we've been notified this week that that's going to be a specific line item in addition to our allocation, in essence freeing up an additional $469,000 for us that we had not anticipated being there. So that's one of the things that have changed over the past week. What we're trying to do here is to address a reduction in our state allocation. We've been notified that our state allocation will be down $1.9 million from the previous fiscal year. Throughout the state, many other departments, as well as many other private employers, have used these types of programs to help deal with declining revenues or declining sales and so forth, so that they may be able to maintain the services that they provide. And that's exactly why I'm here today to you, is to recommend this early retirement, so that we can get ahead of this and so that we can position ourselves for any future reductions that we might see in our state allocation. Some particulars about the proposal that's in front of you. There are 56 eligible individuals. We've had some conversations with folks. 45 of those individuals have indicated that they would participate in that. Of those 45 people, we would not replace 20 individuals. And I think that is a significant reason why we are able to have a return on our investment really within less than 2 years, and makes this cost effective at that point in time. In addition to that, I would also recommend that a while back the commission brought together Children's Services and Job and Family Services. We have been having ongoing discussions with administration in both departments, looking at how we can merge some functions and roles and responsibilities together so that we can become more efficient and leaner. And I would suggest to you that we would be able to look at an additional reduction in staff by about 5 employees and bringing our total through this process of an early retirement, as well as merging some functions and responsibilities up to 25 individuals. The employees that appear on our list for the proposed buyout, 31 of them have greater than 25 years of service with the county. They spent the large portion of their adult lives working here. I referenced that we have a payback period of less than 2 years. One of the questions is, how do we fund this? And I talked earlier about the statements that have been made about reduction in social service contracts, but what we're looking at now is again the revenue that we had not anticipated from the state to help offset some of those costs, as well as the actual savings that we have from instituting this plan. And one of the things that we need to do, and we've done this before in the past when we have been notified of reductions in allocations and this sort of thing, is really align the services that we contract for with one of the four purposes of TANF. And I am suggesting to, and we've been working with our contract staff to really look at those things that we are funding in our community and making sure that they are in line with one of the four purposes of TANF. And if they're not in line with that, we really need to, at this point in time, move away from those contracts so that we, again, are maximizing our state allocation that's declining for those things that it was intended to do. I think I have some handouts that I just that I think illustrate some of the things that I've been talking about here. If I may pass these out to you. I'll just briefly touch on these, and then I'd be happy to address or answer any specific questions that you might have. This just shows you the first sheet there is our state allocation, in showing that we have just a little less than $2 million reduction in that allocation. And the second sheet actually shows the impact of the proposed early retirement program on our full-time equivalents. And currently, the combined agency has 379 employees, and we would be looking at the end of this, 355. The last sheet actually shows you the projections through 2012 of where we would be related to our employment cost with the combined agency. You see in 2008 that we obviously have an increase in our employment cost as a result of this. There are some payments that we would need to make as people begin to access this. But as early as 2009, you see that we start realizing a savings of about $1 million a year and goes up to $1.4 million a year by 2012. So, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Well,
you got 20 employees you don't need. Why haven't you laid them off?
We have 56 people who are eligible for this early retirement program. And to answer your question about why we haven't laid 20 people off, is we have a process, and a large number of these folks are covered under collective bargaining agreements, and we have procedures in place that we have to go through, a reduction in force, and it can be a complicated process, as well as at the end of the day, they have some bumping rights, and the folks that you don't always end up with the people that you want to go because they would have bumping rights, and we might end up losing folks that are stellar employees because of years of service credit that they have.
So we're putting out a couple million dollars a year because you don't want to take the time to to go through the process?
No, I'm sorry. If you got the impression I didn't want to take the time, that's not what I was referring to. What happens is you end up with people necessarily that you don't want in those positions because of the years of service. We want to protect and grow. Part of our vision is that, you know, we want this place to be the place where the best people want to work. And in going through that, we don't accomplish that part of our vision. We might actually lose some of those best people that we want to have in our employment.
Thank you, Jerome. Do you have any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I do.
You have objection?
Okay. To answer your question, you're exactly right. There is a mechanism to reduce staff, and it's by laying off. The private sector does it. We should do it. In this case, we haven't done it. And this is one of the problems with this buyout as I see it. I think you're exactly right. And let me go with a couple questions of my own. Jerome, you said that these people spend a large portion of their working lives, working here in Butler County for the residents of Butler County, and that's why we should do this buyout, and they've earned it, and they deserve it, just in your opening remarks.
I did indicate that, yes, these folks worked here.
Tell me who has the least, and I found it curious, there wasn't any service dates of employees in this buyout when they started work for the county. Tell me who has the least time of worked in Butler County, working for the residents and the taxpayers of Butler County that's in this buyout.
The least years of service in Butler County. I in front of me, I don't have specific to Butler County. What I have years of service. So they might have service.
Let me ask you if this would sound reasonable. Karen Conklin, does that sound right?
As far as?
The least amount of years service in Butler County, working for Butler County that's in this buyout.
That is not correct.
Well, who is? Since you didn't have the numbers, tell me who it is.
If I will answer the question, if I may explain how I'm answering this. It's based on age and years of service for eligibility for retirement. The least person on here is a person by the name of Donna Johnson.
Take out the age. What is it?
Donna Johnson.
Take out go the other scenario. Who is it? Not counting the age. Well, how long has she worked for Butler County?
I have here 27 years.
Many years? How many years has Karen Conklin worked for Butler County? Not in Butler, not in the system, not where you can go back and count other time, for Butler County taxpayers.
I don't have that answer in front of me. I know she has previous service credit.
14? I've been told it's 14.
That might be correct. I don't know.
I think Derek... Didn't you have confirmed to me this morning that was correct? She is the youngest, the least amount?
She's one of the least, yes.
And how much, that 14 years of service, and how much is her buyout?
The cost associated with her buyout, I'm at that age that I need longer arms.
Round it off.
$209,000.
So I guess when you said that the average time that they've spent here, 27 years, is actually not reflective to all the people. I mean, when you said average, you took that's truly what it was, an average. It really didn't indicate who is costing us the most money and had been here the least amount of time.
That is correct.
Okay. So... when you figured this buyout, how long have you been working on this?
I've been actively working on this on and off for probably close to a year.
First time you looked at these actuaries and looked about buying out Jobs and Family Services just 12 months ago?
Actively, I mean, starting to run numbers, yes.
I mean, talking about the concept.
I would have to say probably close to, it'd be greater than that. I don't have an exact timeline on that, maybe 2 years. I mean,
a former commissioner told me that it was discussed with them, and it was probably 3 or 4 years ago. So maybe that had been about right. Could it have been?
It could have been, yes.
Okay. So in looking at putting this thing together and running the numbers, and you told me I did have a discussion with you earlier that, in fact, it was just about 2 months ago, you came to my office, you and Mr. Conklin, and you sit down to convince me, because I said, look, I can be convinced, mm-hmm. show me the numbers. And you sit down to convince me about how you were going to fund this. And you gave me this sheet right here, exactly the same sheet, kept it in my drawer, just got it out this morning. Mm-hmm. You proceeded to tell me that line items 28 through 51, which are community reduction programs, total community reductions, okay? BC form, 80,000, helpline, 100,000, community impact, 68,000, social worker service, 150, community wraparound, 150, family connection, 75, drug addiction, 61, safe haven, 35, legal aid, after school youth programs, on and on and on. The number comes to what you told me was there's 1,191,116 that absolutely provide no benefit. We can cut it. Nobody will be affected. Do you recall that discussion?
I recall the discussion. I honestly do not recall stating no benefit.
Well, you wanted to cut them. You said we could cut them. That's how we were going to generate this money.
That is correct. Okay. I did say that okay. that proposal at that time was to cut those contracts.
Okay.
Can I? Because that has changed.
Well,
have them. You know, I like to hear what the change is before you go on. Because let's stick with this.
Tell me what's changed.
What's changed on that is one, one of the contracts that are on that sheet, and I have a different sheet because this is a fluid document and it has changed over the course of time. The one that you have in front of you will have a...
I understand. Let me just, before I forget this, okay? That's the second time you used that term with me in 2 days, a fluid document. Mm-hmm. We're talking about $4 million. And these numbers need to be rock solid. And we need to understand what cuts are out there. And we need to understand who's going to be affected. And that's what I think Commissioner Jolivet just said. Let's talk about why we were going to cut $1,191,116, and we were going to cut a lesser amount a week ago, and last night we decided we're going to cut less again.
That's correct.
And we're supposed to sit here today and say we've got the knowledge, and we know what cuts are going to be to support this? This is serious. This is a serious deal.
I understand.
I think we do have the numbers, and he is right about the numbers. Well, and the numbers are fluid, and the numbers with these social agencies aren't coming as a surprise to them.
They were
you know, some of them were one time grants that they knew that was going to expire, and from Jerome's earlier comments about that we have strayed off of. Performing the mission of TANF to some of these contracts, to some of these money that we've given to agencies. And that's with the money being reduced from the state, we need to take a look at these numbers and also the employee numbers. And that's why we're here today to get out in front of the state allocation getting lower. And to start realizing some savings. You know, the bottom line with this whole thing is that, you know, either you're going to be right that we're not going to save money in 2 years, or Chuck and I are going to be right if we pass this today to say that we have saved money. And I believe that in other buyouts that the county has been part of, and I've been a part of two, which I voted for one and voted against one. And the one that we have that I did vote for, which included Derek Conklin, we can prove that we've saved money.
Okay.
And it comes down to what the commission does from this day forward with regards to rehiring or hiring other positions. And that's where the holding the line has to take place. To an office holder like the auditor or anyone else who's in a buyout, we don't have much control other than over their, except for their budget. We can line item of the personnel cost, but that requires a lot of help from the office holder. But with Jobs and Family Services and Children's Services, we know that we have people that we can reduce. We know it's not an easy process. We tried to do that with regards to, you know, let's reduce it and just say, hey, their job's no longer, you're no longer needed. And what happened to us? We got sued. To answer Mr. Gardner's question about, you know, why don't you just lay them off? It's not that easy.
Not true.
Well, we'll be in court.
No, we won't. This is one of the reasons for this discussion today. And this is the questions I wanted to ask and talk about before we vote on this. Now, my question, Jerome, is, do we have unclassified people in this buyout as it stands?
Yes. One.
Unclassified people serve at the pleasure of the board. We owe them nothing. The average guy, the average taxpayer in Butler County, he goes to his job yesterday, and there were some in Butler County, and he walked in and said, gee, I'm sorry, we haven't been selling any carpet. I know you've been with us for 25 years. We can't make the rent. We're going to have to lay you off. Here's a severance. Here, just a week's pay.
Severance.
No, it's not severance. Here's a week's pay, because you can't do severance. But here's a week's pay. And we fudged those things and gotten around it, too.
Where?
You call it something else. We call it leave with pay or something, but it's the same thing. And we give them 60 days. But that guy, that taxpayer, that the $4 million that we're talking about spending, his money, he gets laid off, and he has to go find another job. We've got people in our department that's in this buyout that will cost the taxpayers $252,000 for one person. And it's all we have to do is say, we're downsizing, our budget's been cut by $1.9 million, we can't afford you, we're going to combine, that job's eliminated. End of story. Right?
You're correct.
Now,
but that's not the way to treat people.
How do you think our taxpayers get treated?
But the taxpayers are you know, they're part of they're stockholders in this company. Are every citizen
is a taxpayer right there? You want to pay that? You want to give that guy $252,000?
The proof is in 2 years from now when we can show to the stockholder that we've saved money by not replacing the 20 people that were reducing the employee count. You're saying you can do it by just lopping their heads off and send them out the door?
No, I'm not.
And, well, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And I'm also saying this is the time and value of money included into those buyout numbers?
The time and value?
Value of the money for the buyout, is it included in that program?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, there's $4 million got to come from somewhere. It's worth something. And any financial person will tell you that there has to be in the performa. Now, my next question is, Mr. Kearns, is time value of money in that equation? And the answer to that is no. And I got that answer from Mr. Statzer, who prepared this. And you know what that adds up to in this contract? Time value of money in this contract? $400,000 that you never knew about, that you didn't count, that you didn't put in, that you're going to have to pay, Mr. Taxpayer.
I still say that this is, in the long run, you look at industry that does this to the GMs, the Deltas, the Ford Motor Companies, they're doing it because they want to protect the stockholders and the dividends. And they're saying to their employees who've worked hard and gave their sweat to the company that, hey, we're going to give an early incentive to leave. but in the long run, it's going to end up saving the taxpayers money. And that only is going to be realized if we're willing to hold the line with regards to hiring additional people, that if Jerome or whoever comes to us and say, hey, we need to hire, you know, five people, you know, next year, we've got to hold the line to say, no, we're not.
Well,
that's because of the plan that we will approve today that we're going to realize the savings to the taxpayers.
Let's talk about that, because you said based on this last buyout that we held the line and you voted for the program and it's right where it ought to be.
Well, we're saving money.
Is it where it ought to be? Is it what you proposed? And is it what you sold to people?
I think that, you know, with the environmental services, we've reduced the amount of jobs in that department.
Okay.
It's a steady reduction.
Okay.
We can do probably more.
Okay. Well, let me.
This is a combination between the looking at the environmental services. You look at the buyout and the savings that it is realizing now, and then you look at, you know, those people that retire and the attrition factor, as to each job has to be looked at to say, do we need that person's do we need that function in our organization? And that's an ongoing thing every year.
Would you be surprised if I told you that the plan that you submitted and you said that you supported and that you said is on target today in the water and sewer department, you ought to have 136 employees according to the plan you submitted? Do you know how many you have?
We have about
141.
Well,
take that times. You know what our average salary is in a water and sewer department? $55,000. You know how much that cost the taxpayer out there because we didn't hold the line? $350,000.
In each job with the department, and that's where we have to make sure that it was, as we go forward, that the recommendation from the administrator to the function of the business.
That's why I'm saying we need to have the guidelines. We need to have the verification.
I think we do have the guidelines.
We don't need our administrator working on a buyout that his wife is included in it with the least amount of time and the second amount of most money.
Well, I think that
that's a conflict.
I think if you look at the environmental services, we've got 50 less employees than we had when I started here. And I think that's quite a savings over a period of time. And that was brought about through buyouts and other attrition and other systems. And I think that the numbers here add up, and I think it's going to make a savings in the long run. I feel comfortable with it, and I've called the question.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Absolutely not.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Thanks, Jerome.
Now, I have a position paper, Josh, or anybody from the media that would like to have one. Mr. Chairman, if I can indulge for
sure.
A second.
Sure.
I think it's high time that we run this commission like we tell everybody we're going to run it, and it's like a business. And if you look at our past record, it's not anything that was done intentionally, but I'm telling you, we don't have the discipline, nor do we have the structure to see that we give the taxpayers the biggest bang for their dollar. And you can sit here and fudge the numbers all you want to, and you can talk about maybe we got less than we had before, but it's not what we told the taxpayers when we did it. And this is not right. And all I'm saying is, I'm not saying I can't be convinced. I'm saying we should adopt a thorough program that sets out the guidelines, that sets out all the criteria. For instance, in this 70-some people, are there anybody that has military time or other previous time that we can buy for their buyout at probably a pittance of what it will cost us at their regular salary? It doesn't cost them anything. It takes a little bit of work on our part to figure that out. But we can save taxpayers' dollars in this whole buyout if we just implement something like that. There's answers, there's questions on top of questions on top of questions that can be fixed. But you can't just do this and say it's going to fix itself, because once you open the door and the horse is out of the barn, it's too late. And I'm going to tell you, $4 a gallon for gasoline, bankruptcies through the roof, foreclosures, social services are up. Jerome's telling me he's going to reduce his staff. We've gone from food stamps 6 years ago at $750,000 a month to $3 million a month right now. And it's only going to get worse. We're not going to reduce that staff. We've got to provide more services.
But you were proposing a hiring freeze and attrition, and that doesn't work. A hiring freeze, what you just mentioned, doesn't work because of the double-digit replacement that we have in caseworkers that, you know, what I read in the paper was that it was going to be a complete hiring freeze with Jobs and Family Services, and that's just not practical, or Children's Services.
Based on this issue, that's a smokescreen. This is not accurate. We're not disciplined. We don't have the program. It's going to end up costing the county taxpayers $4 million, and they may end up with nothing. Now, they may end up with something if everything works, the stars line up.
But, and that's what, you know, as I said before.
But there's no need to take that chance.
At the end of the day,
that's accurate here.
We're going to know whether savings are accomplished or not.
I may add that if you look at the county our size and the amount of employees compared to what other counties have, and the amount of employees, we have really saved the taxpayers a lot of money by these cuts over the period of time. And you have to look at our bond rating to see if we're solid and if what we've been doing is right. That keeps all the politics out of it. That's a good bond rating. It's the highest bond rating in Butler County's history. So I have to say that we've been doing something right.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. I agree with part of that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to leave this with a statement from my colleague when he said, and I wasn't here, but this commission spends money like drunken sailors. You were dead on.
You've taken my comments out of context with regards to that statement. And I never believed one statement that I made in a letter would come back and be given back to me so many times. But
a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, and I think that I've been very prudent with the holding the line. And I think that we've done a good job, as Chuck said, to maintain our good bond rating. And I agree with you that, you know, the policy that we have can always be improved upon. I think it's good now with what we have, with absolutely no one is going to be hired back. There's going to be the people that are replaced. The jobs that Jerome talked about are going to be brought back at 20% less money than the person that they're replacing. So that savings is there. In that every job that is looked at from a standpoint of attrition, those retired are going to be looked at, does that job, can that be divided among people who are already there to make sure that the savings happen?
Can you actually sit here and think that I will believe that we've been holding the line?
Well, I think that for the
Did you read the editorial in all the papers? We got a fiber optic deal that started out at $2 million and ended up at 10 or 12.
Well, see, now you're kind of blowing smoke with that.
Well, we pay our debt off, it's over $12 million.
Well, I wasn't here with that purchase, so, you know.
But the rest of our stuff, you think we're holding the line?
I think that we're doing a good job of reducing the amount of employees for a county our size that's growing at,
I think
we were 300,000 to 350.
That cost us another
$10 million.
Somebody didn't do the job.
Jerome, could you please give us a quarterly report on this, the employees and the cuts and the information that you have.
Chairman, I move adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Thank you.
I think you're going to bring up.
Oh, shit.
Well,
can I?
Adjourned.
Yeah, we're adjourned.
Well, we'll do it next.
I wanted to, for the record, Mr. Chairman, I wanted us to consider for the next meeting if we can go out to hire a assistant administrator. Derek's going to be leaving. He's on a short term. He's already got his retirement. He's had some discussions. He doesn't know when he's going to leave, but we need to have somebody in his place. He has a wealth of knowledge, and we need to take advantage of that while he's here, and I think the quicker we move, the better.
Sure.
I support that, Mr. President, and I think that, you know, I've been thinking about this for some time, and you know, Derek certainly does have a wealth of knowledge of, you know, 20 years of service to Butler County, and it would be a real tragedy if we let him retire without having someone come in to be able to take over the reins. And to be able to have his institutional knowledge given to him. So I support that, and hopefully we can begin that process.
And I look forward to that opportunity.
Need a vote, or have we already adjourned? We just want to.
Yeah. Okay.